The Splendor of You. Here is your host, Debbie Sansone Schlaprisi.
Hi, I'm Debbie Schlaprisi. Welcome to The Splendor of You. Here we are in the baby stages of Lent. It's it's a wonderful invitation for each and every one of us for a closer walk with Jesus. Perhaps by chance you saw the Super Bowl commercial. It was by Toyota and it was featuring Jessica Long. It's a fabulous ad. It begins with a phone call from the past. And as this call is going on, the ad shows that three-time Paralympic gold medal winner Jessica Long is swimming through her own life. It's pretty cool, okay? She's swimming in the midst of this ad, but it goes to the past as only those kinds of folks who know how to do these kinds of things can produce. But it's amazing. The call is to her parents that the child that they are adopting, Jessica, had been born with a rare condition that would require her legs being amputated. You hear this voice, and the voice is saying, you know, I know this is difficult to hear. Her life won't be easy. And then you hear her mother, her adopted mother, the mother that was going to adopt her, replies, it might not be easy, but it will be amazing. I can't wait to meet her. Fast forward, the true story of a little girl given up in a Siberian orphanage, adopted by American parents. Both legs were amputated below the knee when she was just a toddler. And this young lady, with that kind of a challenge, goes on to be a three-time Paralympian gold medalist. The story isn't only incredible and pro-life, as my dear friend pointed out to me who shared it with me, but it's also all about hope and possibility. It's about all of us who are ready to give up and throw in the towel to say, wait a minute, think again. Maybe I feel like I'm just too old right now. Or maybe I feel like I've been praying and praying and nothing ever comes together, or at least not for a long time. Maybe I'm just unhappy. Maybe I've hoped and I've held on and I haven't seen life get any better. My friends, you and I are called to hope. As Catholic Christians, we are called to hold on, to believe what we cannot see, to persevere and to trust, to endure even when the going gets tough. This story of this young lady and what occurred with her, her real life story, it's incredible. Who would have thought that a handicapped disabled child in Siberia would be at some point a gold medal winner three times in the United States? Who would ever think that that possibility, who would think a child like that would get adopted? Who would think that that would happen? Who would think that that then child with those challenges and the parents with all of their children, there were six children in that family, that all of them, with all of those challenges that we know come from raising families, that they would be able to give that little girl the opportunity to thrive and grow and to become all she was created to be. Now, who she's going to continue to be remains because she's a young woman. But praise God for stories like this that give you and me, they give us what? Hope. They give us reason to say, wait a minute. Let's do what Jesus did. Jesus fell on the way of the cross three times. But what made it so special is that Jesus got back up. He got back up. You and I are called to keep getting back up. No matter our age, no matter our circumstances, no matter our losses, no matter our great joy or our great sadness, we are called to continue to persevere and to hope. You know, my friends, hope always, always draws us back to Jesus. Always. Not long ago, I was blessed to be with a beautiful young woman. She refers to me as Aunt Debbie, but I'm not her blood aunt. We're just close. And this young woman is struggling with an illness. She shared with me that hope is everything. And I asked her, I said, "Sweetheart, what is hope to you?" And she replied, "Oh, Aunt Debbie, hope is holding on when there is nothing." My friends, you and I have moments in life when we can see no way out, no possibility, where we're tired, we're drained, we're disappointed, we've given all we've had, and we haven't come out on top. And yet, my friends, in hope, we are called to look beyond what we see to Him that's with an uppercase H, to Him who is unseen, yet ever present, our God. And to help us, we have Our Lady, the Queen of Hope. When you find yourself in that dark place, reach out to the Blessed Mother. She'll help you believe again. She'll lead you straight to her Son, the Light of Hope. You and I have to stand strong in hope. It's our legacy. We're called to live it. See, hope is saying, shh, shh, to the voice of the accuser as he speaks his lies to you in the recesses of your heart and your mind, robbing you of peace. Hope is the voice of God calling you beyond your circumstances into the miraculous. Hope is reminding you and me that even Jesus Christ, God Almighty, on the cross said, my Lord, why have you forsaken me?" He felt that at that moment, and he cried out to his Father. You and I are called to continue to cry out, to be honest, to be one with our Father and say, "My Lord, my God, I need you." Hope is exchanging worry for belief, doubt for trust, sadness for joy in God's power. God calls you to leave a space for prayer. To persevere in hope, you and I have to persevere in prayer. That's why Lent is such a wonderful time to once again be hopeful, to pray, to draw close to Jesus. My beautiful spiritual director reminded me that Father Benedict Rochelle says what? Pray as you can, not as you can't. Lent is a time, my friends, not to weigh ourselves down with, I need to do this and be that and this and that, da 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 da. Lent is a time to be aware that we have a desire to grow closer to Jesus. We have a desire to make a sacrifice for Jesus, to be one with Him in His sacrifice in the desert. You know, I was talking to a beautiful priest. Actually, he's a great priest and friend of Catholic Radio, Monsignor Morris. And I said, "Monsignor, you know, I don't know how in 2021 I'm supposed to liken myself to the example of Jesus in the desert. I mean, come on, I don't know how to do this." And he looked at me and he said, "Debbie, it's not difficult. Surely you can. It's the idea of wanting to share it with Jesus, a sacrifice. You share in a sacrifice. Do I have to go to a desert for 40 days and 40 nights? Of course not. I right now, at least I'm not called to that. I live in 2021. You know, I'm a woman with a husband and a family and grandchildren and my beautiful mom and extended family and friends. I live in this world. I am not a Carmelite sister. I am not a priest, but I am me. And they are not who I am. And whoever you are, you're called to be who you are. You're in that place of your life and that space. Nothing, absolutely nothing is random. Where you are is for a reason. So you and I, we have our lifestyles. God calls us to join where we are, to do what Father Benedict Rochelle says, pray as you can, not as you can't. See, the evil one loves to trap us, to get us in that place where here comes Lent, and oh wow, I got this bag of great stuff I'm going to do. Really? How's that ego working for you? I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that, and I'm going to do this. Well, my friends, in humility, we have to realize that we are human. And perhaps we can do as another beautiful priest shared in his homily, Father Jack Seifert said, how about thinking of letting go of something or adding something, rather than the long list that only makes us feel as if we are losers and we are defeated, and then we give up and think, what the heck, why even try? Why set ourselves up for failure? Now, at the same time, friends, does that mean that we get this cushy little cakewalk and say, oh, well, here's Lent. Yeah, you know, I'll do this 1 second thing. No, you're an adult. I'm an adult. With prayer, God will show us what we're called to do. You and I are called this Lent to take a stand for our emotional and mental well-being and to refuse to be drawn into the negative voices that demand attention in our society and within our own selves. God can give us the grace to do so. We can ask Him, Lord, give us the grace, please, Jesus, to stand for emotional and mental well-being of myself and my family. Help me, Father God, give me the grace to refuse to be drawn in to the negative voices that demand my attention. Father God, I trust in your voice of hope. Please, Lord Jesus, I believe, help my lack of belief. My friends, this Lent can be a real difference for you and me. A real difference. We can trust. We can put our attention on God. We can once again make a decision to hope, to be positive. You know, am I used to solving? Are you used to solving, fixing, and controlling things on your own? Are you tired? Where might you begin to let go and let God take the lead? Are you impatient, demanding answers? What would happen if you step back, if you took a breath, if you became prayerful, in peace? My husband often says that worry is not prayer. Worried prayer, you know, oh Lord, this is a mess and that's bad and what am I going to do here and oh my gosh and da da da. And as we're talking to God, we're really just doing our little worried prayer. Prayer is doing what my beautiful sister Mary Rose would always tell me. Debbie, put it all out there with the Lord. Just give it all to Him. Place it right there in His hands at the foot of the cross. Just leave it, dump it, and then be with Jesus. Praise and thank Him. So you and I, what would happen if we stepped back, if we were prayerful, and if we just allowed God's will to unfold? Can you imagine God's will unfolding without having to fix it or make it work? That's what I think to myself. Well, Lord, I'm sure you're going to let it unfold and I'll do whatever's necessary, and whatever isn't necessary, I'll do that too. I'm real good at getting involved right where I don't belong. And then sadly, where I do belong, like within my own issues, I sort of take a detour. But you know what? God loves me. He loves me with my imperfections. He loves me right where I am. You and I can ask God, we can ask Our Lady to help us to return, to dare to hope again, to return to dare to hope again. The Memorare, oh, it's such a beautiful prayer. Let's just pray it together. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to Thy protection, implored Thy help, or sought Thy intercession, was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto Thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To Thee do I come, before Thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother, the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in Thy mercy, hear and answer me. Amen. Friends, the whole focus here for us is that you and I, our focus is on Jesus, that He's right beside us, and that no circumstance is too dire. Now, here's the problem. For some of us that have got a little age on us, we've been at this a long time. And for some of us, we just haven't seen those answers yet. Pray anyway. Persevere anyway. Keep going. Ask the Lord what changes you can make in your own life. Make sure you're placing good things in your life and you're not just becoming obsessed with one issue. Make sure that you're doing those things that you can look forward to, something each day in the midst of Lent. Something each day. What can you look forward to? And what can you give? My friends, I came across a wonderful quote. It's by, and I'm not sure if I'm saying her name correctly, but it's Mary Morocco. And here's how it goes. I know the choking feeling of so much to be anxious about, so many needs and cares, pleasures and comforts. How can we not be overwhelmed and choked by them? They will grab us by the throat till we can't breathe the fresh air of the Spirit. We can't swallow the nourishment of Christ. I don't think Jesus is blaming us for this. It's the world we live in, so much as warning us to pay attention. How? We can start by taking time for prayer, silence, and stillness. Like a child, Lord Jesus, let me be still and quiet my soul, my God. Friends, what better time to do just that than Lent? We all know right now, if you live, if you're alive and living and you're present, you're hearing this broadcast, then you know what it is to be a little bit anxious. The times we're living in are really tough. Tough. And yet, Jesus is right there with us. And we know that the fruits of our Lord are not angst and stress and anxiety. So even though each one of us may know that feeling, as Mary Morocco stated, that choking feeling of being so much to be anxious about, so many needs and cares, pleasures and comforts, how can we not be overwhelmed and choked by them? How are we able to breathe the fresh air of the Spirit? How can we swallow the nourishment of Christ? Jesus is calling us to do what? To be still, to pray, to be silent. Like a child, Lord Jesus, let me be still and quiet my soul, my God. Wouldn't that be so nice? I have to remember that when I'm watching the news. So, friends, you and I have much more within us than we realize. And it's time for us to trust in what we don't see, to tap into our potential, our splendor. What if that little Jennifer Long's parents had given up? Her parents who adopted her, what if the moment that they were told that everything's set except one problem? This child has a rare condition and her legs will have to be amputated as she's in this orphanage in Russia and these people are in the United States. What if her parents had thought, forget this? What if that little girl growing up had just given up and thought, look at me. Look at me. Why am I different? Why did I have to have this disease? Why did my legs have to be amputated? Why? But what did she do instead? She tapped into her potential, her splendor. She looked at the possibilities. She looked at the opportunities. Friends, you and I, this moment, this day, we have an opportunity to walk hand in hand with our destiny, to be all God created us to be. And if you're thinking, well, God didn't have a good plan for me, shut up. All you have to do, look at Genesis. How does Genesis, we're always called, I was listening to a wonderful speaker and author, and he talked about in Theology of the Body, Pope St. John Paul II always has us go back to the beginning, Genesis. And what happened in Genesis? Jesus said it was all very good. God made us good. We made us in his image and likeness. Nothing about us is junk. Nothing about us is a failure. Nothing about us is bad. You and I are called to rise above the sin and the conflicts and that evil voice that comes at us telling us what's the use. We are called to do what that little girl did. That little girl without legs, what did she do? She became a three-time gold medalist swimmer. It couldn't have been easy for that child. You and I are called to get back up. If you're down, pull yourself up. Find a Simon. Ask them to help you. Be with our, ask our Lord. Ask Blessed Mother. And if you're on top of the world, be a Simon for another. And if you're struggling and your friend's struggling, then we help one another. That's part of being human. We are to lean into our potential, our strength, regardless of our age or our limitations. Years ago, I remember my mother gave me one of the Dale Carnegie books. I can't remember which one it was, but I'll never forget. I was going for a job, and I was in my early 20s. I'm laughing because, you know, I never had much success with job interviews. I was always knocking on my dad's door to see if Pop, is there any work there? How about a job? And, of course, I wanted to be the head of everything. But, you know, no working up the ladder. But that wasn't in my dad's agenda. He was a much wiser, smarter man than that. But anyway, I remember that I was outside. It was a major corporation, corporate building here in St. Louis. And I was outside the door waiting to go in. And I literally was pumping myself up because I had read that if you act enthusiastic, you'll be enthusiastic. So I thought, okay, I'm going to have energy. I was scared to death. But if I act brave, I'll be brave. So I was talking to myself and I was doing this self-talk. And friends, I have to tell you, that was about 40 years ago. And I remember it like it was yesterday. And I walked in there and my heart was beating like crazy. But I'll tell you what, I got that job and it was wonderful. And I was so doggone grateful to the good Lord. And I felt good about me, okay? Because I had taken that little Dale Carnegie concept. God bless my mom. You know, act enthusiastic and you'll be enthusiastic. My friends, sometimes we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. If you're in a time of desolation, you're called to push as best you can through it. Pushing doesn't mean work harder, worry more. It means you're in bed. You don't want to get out of bed. Get out of bed. You want to eat everything in sight? Fast. You know, you're down on yourself. Encourage yourself. The house is a mess and you don't want to do a thing, start in one place. Do the dishes. This isn't brain surgery, okay? It's like that famous guy, I can't think of his name, but he spoke, he's wonderful, and he's some incredible soldier who's had all of these medals and that, and he basically says, make your bed. Make your bed. Get up in the morning and make your bed. So my friends, you and I, when we begin to stand for truth and the value and dignity of every human being, born and unborn, and the value and dignity of who we are, when you and I begin to discover that strength, when we begin to discover who we are in God's eyes, we have a strength that we never knew was possible. Remember, and I talked about this a couple weeks ago again, this is in 2 Timothy. For God did not give us a spirit of cowardice, but rather of power and love and self-control. Friends, God created us in His image and likeness. He called us for a purpose. And I don't care how old we are, no matter how old we are, no matter our circumstances, if we are still alive, we have a purpose. And God doesn't say, I make all things new only for the young ones. He does that for you and me. It's just sometimes we have to be reminded. And we do that. Sometimes we do that just by standing up for the truth. If we're in the midst of a conversation, we speak truth. Not an hour of it. We speak it. We say it. We speak it out. And that is very different than being paralyzed or driven by angst and worry. You and I have an opportunity this Lent. We have an opportunity to let go of something and take on something. We have that opportunity, my friends. For me, I've been praying a great deal about it. And the other day in church, it came to me that I thought, I'm going to go to bed at a certain hour. Which would mean that I would eliminate a movie or the computer or those kinds of things. I'm going to go to bed at a certain hour, 9:30, 10 o'clock, and have some time there to just be with Jesus. Talk to him. Maybe read. I've only got a nightstand that's filled with about 50 books that all have little markers of when I read maybe 5 pages, 10 pages. Maybe I did half and stopped. I'm thinking that that time can be a time rather than where I'm just filling my head with silly stuff, old movies, whatever it might be. That could be a time where I could maybe become more of who God created me to be able to connect with my Jesus, make a little sacrifice and be with him. That's one of the things I'm thinking about. I'm also thinking about there's another book that I've had sitting on my shelf for about 3 years, a manuscript, another book for Splendor View. And I've thought about offering up time each day to just bring that before the Lord and see the next step. See what I'm to write. Writing's not easy for me. It takes, and I never think it's any good. You know, it's never good enough, never good enough. But considering I can't wait till I cross over for the good Lord to make me good enough, I got to deal with what I've got now. And as a beautiful priest said, just do your best. There's no reason to be jealous or anxious or worried about another when I do my best. I have certain gifts. You have certain gifts. They may not be gifts that we think are going to make us, you know, gold medalist winners. But friends, they will make us winners because that's what God creates. God creates, doesn't create losers. He doesn't create junk. He creates winners. You and I are each a winner. We need to start acting like it. God bless you. Thanks so much for tuning into the Splendor of You. And this Lent, don't give up. Keep going. Ask our Lord. See what he's calling you to do. And if you get a chance, check out that commercial, that Toyota ad Super Bowl commercial that features Jessica Long, the swimmer. It's pretty fabulous. I think it'll touch your heart. One other little hint that might be helpful during Lent. There's a series called The Search, and it's through Formed, and it's hosted by Chris Stefanik. It's a wonderful program. I've just begun it, but I've read so much about it. It's why am I here? What's life about? What happens when we die? Those kinds of issues and questions. Sort of, you know, really, it tackles the key questions of every one of the human heart. I think there are 7 episodes. That might be another something that you might want to just take a look at. God bless you, and thanks so much for tuning into the Splendor of You. If you want to connect or have a question, whatever, please feel free to reach out to me at www.splendorview.com. That's www.splendorview.com. And friends, in closing, remember this. God made you and me to be exactly who we are. Think about it. I've said before, and I love it, St. Francis de Sales says, what? Never wish to be anyone else but yourself and do that perfectly. My spiritual director shared with me, he was basically saying to me, Debbie, you're made to be who you are. And he said this. He said, look at G.K. Chesterton, Dorothy Day, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta. Who are more different folks, huh? 3 people so different. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. 3 different, and yet one. The folks I just mentioned, all of us, we are all different, but what are we united in? Our love for Jesus, who God's called us to be. So I share that story clumsily, but I share that story with you so that you know that, you know what, whoever you are, Robin, Jack, Mary, whomever you are, Debbie, Don, all of us, we are called to be who God created us to be. And our job is to do that perfectly. That's our job. But it's to be you and it's to be me. It's to share our deepest desires with Jesus. I thought, what? Can I really do that? I don't know. Shouldn't I just be, all my ego should just be plastered against the wall, never show up? No, as Catholics, as Christians, Jesus made us all unique and different. He wants us to come to him as we are. When I'm saying that, I'm not trying to at all be in the mind of Christ. What a joke that would be. I am only sharing the truths of our faith. And you know what, friends? It's sensible. When I look at people like Dorothy Day, G.K. Chesterton, St. Mother Teresa of Calcutta, all different, all completely different, and yet loving Jesus. So you're different and unique. Love Jesus your way. I'm different and unique. I got to be Debbie loving Jesus. Each one of us, I'm an outgoing person. I can't all of a sudden become an introvert and just zip up my mouth every time. Does that mean that I'm called to zip up my mouth at times? Of course it is. But it means that I also can celebrate who I am. You celebrate who you are. And if we're not sure, what do? We go to the Father. We go to the divine architect of our souls. God bless you, friends. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, this Lent, hope, hope. Hold on to hope, endure, persevere, and come out on top, looking at the possibilities that God calls us to. God bless you. Thanks again for tuning into The Splendor of You. That's www.splendorofyou.com. www.splendorofyou.com. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This has been The Splendor of You with Debbie Sansone-Schlaprezy.